Because she going to tell it like it is, one thing about my girl. She's
going to pee herself. She's going to lay it on feet.
Just in case you didn't hear her, she going to make sure.
Mommy, did you hear me? What was that?
Because what did she say? Like, delete daddy's number. Mommy, we're trying to go to sleep. Look, girl, you ain't ever worried about going to sleep.
Never worried about going to bed. Come on, don't you ever play me. Switch out.
That's your karma.
Walking karma, walking around.
Yeah.
But that video was cute. Everybody keep commenting on it. Talking about it was so cute. I'm making the girl dads look good.
A little something.
Because y'all ain't catch the, I didn't catch the part. Well, I caught it. But y'all ain't see the part where he was talking trash. Because, you know, clearly I ain't do her hair. She went to Orlando yesterday. Oh. Camila has a life.
Yeah, very much.
My girl goes places.
She go more places than I do.
And I recorded. She was complaining. Talking about, we didn't even go to Orlando. She was like, that wasn't even Orlando. That was like Jacksonville with a bunch of shopping plazas. She literally said, I have the recording of my child talking shit about Orlando. And it is hilarious.
Sis, wait a minute. Why are you talking like you're a jet setter and it was just nothing to you?
My man was like, it was like Jacksonville. And it just had a bunch of shopping
places. She didn't lie.
And then Sis said, we didn't even get anything. And I was like, well, why you didn't get anything? Well, mommy, because there was nothing for us to get. I was like, you didn't take your gift card? She's like, no, mommy, I don't know what they are. I said, I have them. Mommy, can I get my gift cards? Because they're mine. Granddaddy and grandmama gave them to me. And I was like, okay, goodbye, bye, goodbye.
That's your child. Like, I hope you know that girl is you, baby.
Oh, my God.
Like what I said the other day, we were talking about this the other day, and I was like, genetics, can't nobody tell me genetics are not a fluke, okay? Because how the fuck Camille act just like her mama? How the fuck Ronnie act just like Kitty? That shit don't make no sense.
Kitty and Kitty Jr. and Kitty the Kitty third. Third. We are going to drive y'all insane for the rest of our lives.
Woo!
I can't wait to do a photo shoot with them, too.
That's going to be adorable.
I'm ready.
Adorable.
Now I'm playing.
You got to have Granny in it, too.
Team Olivia, you can hop up in that photo shoot.
A little four-generation situation.
You'll never mind.
Well, if you guys can tell, we're back. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you.
What's the next verse? Without some dope beat. What is it?
Step two.
Okay. Who is this bitch?
I know we definitely calling it that. That's great. I've been saying that since that shit came out. Which, did that come out before we ended the podcast last time? Or after?
I don't know.
Because if it did, idea. I know I was saying it on that damn. Because that was my favorite moment of 2020.
Who is this bitch? Because we're strangers. We haven't been here in a while. What was the last episode?
October,
bitch. We done made it through Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's without y'all.
Oh my God, we have.
We ain't been no holiday episode.
First of all, we're like deadbeat dads. We just left everybody.
Because like last year, didn't we do a Christmas episode? Was talking about this? Oh, thankful.
Did. Thankful. We did all that. We did Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving. So last time that's fair because, we're going to do a holiday episode. We could. But I think those episodes, we were talking about our past holidays.
We
could have
squeezed one in.
We could have, but girl, fuck y'all. I have things to do. You can tell me you're doing a podcast.
I don't even know. If we try to pick up where we left off, I don't even know where to begin.
What were we doing? I'm not sure.
What were we doing in October?
I mean, because that's two episodes after Birthday Bullshit.
Oh, Kim's Birthday Bullshit. I'm sorry.
And I don't even remember what it was called.
Was it not my Birthday Bullshit?
No, not that episode. I'm talking about the last two. Oh. What the last two were called.
Oh.
But the point is that we're back. Still with nothing to really talk about, but, we're here anyway.
Don't be that way. We had a list, and Kim lost it.
We ain't had no fucking list. Now, stop playing. We didn't. We always
say. I recall us having a whole conversation about, let's save this for the podcast. Oh, let's talk about this on the podcast.
What are the topics then, Mo, since you remember?
Probably at my desk.
Her problem is she don't keep all her shit in one place.
And
She got, what, 50 million notepads.
My house is a wreck. Everything is a wreck. My life.
I didn't come here to shade you, but your house already, you was already in the process. Saying it was a wreck. It was not a wreck, but you had things that you wanted to improve on, things that you wanted to do.
Yes.
And now that you have started a whole ass business,
yes.
That shit got put on the back
burner. It was already on the back burner. Now it's on the back burner.
Yeah. Because now your house is a, what is it, Mom?
It's a sweatshop. Welcome to my sweatshop. Anybody who come to my house, I'm like,
wait, that's, I'm sorry. You said,
get it out, Kim. What did I say?
Sorry. It's just that I forget how you set it up, but you said something like, yeah, because my business partner is 5 and she's not very much. And I remember cackling. Because she is your business partner.
Commit my legit business partner. Very who don't work at all.
At all. She be trying though.
She try to help. She try. But you know, it's only so much 5-year-olds can do.
Very much.
Before you're like, all right, you gotta put that down now.
Yeah. You're not really doing anything to help, but I appreciate you wanting to.
I can't remember who I was talking to. I told him the same thing. He was like, well, where your daughter at? And I was like, you know, oh, you got my business partner who doesn't do any work? She's in the bed watching the tablet. Mind you, it's like 12 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I've been feeling so bad because, mind you, she's not going to go to sleep until I go to sleep. Yeah. Until I'm laying down, my eyes closed. So if I'm up till 1 a.m., guess who's up at 1 a.m.?
She up till 1 a.m. Because how do you, and you, I remember you saying, you was like, how do I tell her to go to bed? Like, she don't want to hear that.
I'm
the adult, okay? But you know, that shit used to never work for me back then, so.
I think she thinks she's my mom, and she's not. Go to bed! And life would be much easier if she would just go to sleep at, like, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. Because then I wouldn't feel so guilty, because now I'd just be up running them up in the house.
Parents, help Mo if y'all got any advice.
I didn't want to sleep in her room, too. That would be good. Yeah. Or her room's a wreck, so. Looking for higher.
You need a professional.
Kim Duck came to my house and put shit together for me. My linen closet is still together. It's just shit in front of it, if that makes sense.
Like, in front of the door?
Like the box, like the fan, the ceiling fan, and like boxes of tissue and things.
Oh,
because
that closet's kind of deep.
Yeah, so it's stuff in the front of the stuff that you organize. Bless. I started to call you the other day and say, Kim, do you know my... I don't know what I was looking for, but I could not find it.
Hey, baby, I don't... What was it?
I think it was like... What was it? Was it toothbrush? It was... No.
It's in there somewhere, because I remember you called me a few days after we did it. You was like, Kim, where am I? And I told you exactly where it was.
I need to pay him to just be my assistant. Because help me.
Bitch, and it's not enough money in the world.
Oh, don't just be the same bitch. I am not hard.
Bitch, I'm already your assistant.
Help me.
I be telling all my friends. I used to tell I mean it all the time. Like, we was in high school. Like, I was his personal assistant.
You're good at it. Charge.
Yeah, I know.
Don't charge me.
Clearly, I don't charge none of y'all hoes because y'all just get all that shit for
you charge
free.
To be somebody's personal assistant because everybody's different. You can't give everybody at the same rate.
No.
Because Kim Kardashian will have you doing 10 times more than I could. You see what I'm saying? She does way more.
Right. You're going to do more for Beyonce than you are for, say, you know, Beast Mom. Or, no shade. But
no shade.
You
just
that. You just are. But I bet Beyonce's assistant gets paid quite well. Like, she got to. Her personal assistant.
She gotta have more than one. Goddamn.
Definitely.
For personal and business. Oh, hell.
Because somebody who has to tend to your needs at all times. It's like a body man for a politician.
And don't usually live with them sometimes?
Or live very close.
Because, well, I'm gonna go, you need me.
Yeah, you need me.
I'm your life. I am your life.
It's like a butler or something. When Jeffrey got, you think Jeffrey got days? Jeffrey got days off on the Fresh Prince ring? Jeffrey?
Barely. Barely.
And he lived with them. He had a room up there.
So what was the point?
Oh, hell.
He never got away from that.
Didn't. You was always with your bosses. Can you imagine always being around?
Give me the fuck out of here. Even if it's Beyonce, at some point her assistant be like, bitch, I'm so sick of you.
I'm tired, girl. Ugh. Especially somebody giving you demands all day. I don't think that'd be the job for
all
you.
All day. You know, at some point, it's not going to be not. At the beginning, people be like, oh, could you please go do this for me? Now it's like, hey, where is my, did you get this?
Yeah.
What, where is it?
Yeah, and you can't, your feelings can't be hurt. You got to be like, yeah, I went to such and such and got such and such and I'm talking to this over here.
Oh, I'm so sorry they didn't have it. We had to figure out something. Yeah.
I got you this instead.
You gotta leave your feelings at home.
Oh, hell no.
Beyonce gonna probably cuss. She probably cuss everybody out.
Yeah, she probably do. Lie. She got to, though.
Yeah.
You got to.
Because
y'all gotta take me seriously in here.
I'm the boss, period. I gotta put it on a shirt.
Thank you. So, Mo, what you been up to since October?
A lot of fun.
How was your holiday season?
Great.
Good.
Well, like I said, we ain't been here since... When was the last holiday? It was your birthday, technically. It was the last holiday.
Pretty much.
Halloween was great. Me and Camille got to be Elsa and Anna.
Oh!
And the Reese's...
Yes.
Reese's Cup.
Yes! The big one in the... Oh, my God. I forgot about that. You were the big one and she was the little one. Right.
Oh, we were robbed of our jobs contest.
Was.
What the fuck?
Because y'all submitted both.
Spider-Man or some shit. And I was like, what the fuck?
First of all, no shade, but every little boy in the world wanted to be Spider-Man. Every little boy in the world.
Where's the original?
Like, Spider-Man.
The competition was a really good It was rigged.
Because you submitted both, right?
Yep, for the kid and then for, I guess, individual.
My girl was Princess Tiana, too, and she was the cutest.
Oh, she come here. Bitch, we'll be doing it up.
Very much.
I was planning next year's.
Okay, because, normally I would be like, what the fuck you doing playing Halloween already? But a lot of these costumes need that much planning.
And do. Kim don't know, but she's going to be in one of them.
Oh, but actually, I want to, like, so bad. Because
I want you to love the idea.
Okay, because every time, I mean, this has kind of nothing to do with this, but I be wanting baby, like, when y'all dress up y'all babies for Halloween, that's the only time of the year I want a fucking baby. It's that and tax time. It's the only time of the year. And y'all be dressing up y'all baby so cute, but it's not like y'all not gonna give me y'all baby to dress up how I want to. It's your baby, so I gotta get my own if you I want to do that.
Up with your nieces and nephews.
I mean, I can, but then everybody wants to do it with their own child.
And multiple costumes, Kim. I did 3 or 4 this year. That's true. You can do that shit.
That's true.
I mean, I get a kick out of it.
Okay, so what's the idea? You gonna tell me? Because now I want to know.
Now I'm here. People want to my shit. But I'm gonna tell you.
I can cut it out. That's so cute.
And then I got some other ideas I can't think of. I'm sure I wrote them down, though.
You know the last time I put on a fucking Halloween costume? I do not remember. And I've never worn, like, a good one. Like, I don't think my parents have ever dressed me up as, like, anything for Halloween. You know, religiosity. Because it was definitely in church, sweetie.
My thing with Halloween, you got to do the shit that people think of it, but they'll never execute it or they'll never do it.
Because, like I said, Halloween costumes are a lot harder and a lot more costly than I thought if you want, like, a good costume.
Good shit.
I got to find that. No.
I'm excited. And I'm sure I'll come up with 50 more ideas before then. So even if you don't get to do that one with me and I do that with
them, you will. You will.
Because I don't know which one to be cuter. Because you're cute and she's cute. But who's going to take the cake, you know? I have to think about these things.
You know what? Take your time.
I'm gonna take my time with that one.
All right, cool.
They better not play me. Because I'm not kidding. I don't play with Halloween.
First of all, that show, I gotta go back and watch that show. It's so good.
If you know you see Dominic bust out doing the show all the time. So I'm like, Tina.
First of all, that video you got from Jazzy's the other week, that is my favorite video. And sometimes I go back and watch just to watch Dominique do this. She is so funny.
Did we talk about that on the podcast? The whole introvert versus extrovert thing?
You know what? I think that might have been I think that might have been one of the last things we talked about.
Was it?
Yeah, yes, okay. Because we were over here. You were talking about it. And what else would you be
Because we was talking about that day. Was at her house. And we was all having a conversation about our signs and stuff. You're right. Okay, we ain't that far off.
No.
Okay, fast forward past Halloween. What you did Halloween, Kim?
Nothing. What did I do for Halloween? Was Halloween on a Saturday this year?
Yes.
It was. Because I remember everybody saying, like, oh, such and such is on this day. This day. And then the whole year ended up being shit. I think like 4th of July was on a Saturday or something like that.
It was a good year for holidays, but a bad year.
For us. For everything else.
That Halloween weekend was a busy one because Kitty had her birthday party. We went to the zoo and it was a whole bunch of everything for Halloween. Kitty party was lit.
Yeah, she was definitely
lit. I tried to get her to have another one the next weekend.
Because I did go to her... See, I'm mad. I missed I went to the first one, but I missed the second one. And what? I would have ripped That's what I did for Halloween. I painted my best friend's face.
You did?
I got drunk and painted my best friend's face.
Got drunk?
Yes. Girl, that's the only way to do it.
So we know. Can't be charged for these things.
Please don't put me on the spot.
You want to do face paintings at Camille's birthday party?
No.
Kim.
I'm so sorry. Somebody asked me to do that some years ago.
Camille, I'm going to tell Camille you're going to do it. She's going to be so excited.
I can't. With a bunch of toddlers or like semi-toddlers, you know.
Look,
aging out of toddlers.
Offer your two best designs. One for boys, one for girls.
And I also don't know how to, that's not true. I don't even.
Just do two. They got to pick between one or the other or they get none. Next.
So you want to put me to work.
I guess. So if I say no, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay you.
Listen, everybody was going to pay me. The pay kids faces. I didn't go in the show like that.
Just something real cute. Just a small butterfly. Butterfly for the boys. I don't know, Batman. I'm sorry, not butterfly for the boys. Butterfly for the girls and Batman for the boys. However, boom.
Some kids gonna be running up to me like, Miss Cam, Miss Cam. Oh, God.
Everybody get your face made by Cam. Yay.
Oh, God. I'm gonna be poking the kids in the face with my nails.
You will not. Well. It's me trying to find everybody a job because I'm going to have to do something. I got to run that.
Oh, please don't read me because listen, 2020 was not the year of productivity in particular. Not in particular.
And what's crazy about that is because we was all stuck in the house, so we all should have accomplished everything that had to be done.
Okay, but then depression is real.
All right. Okay.
No, because last year was a rough year. I think for everybody. It was rough. So, y'all may not have heard it on the podcast, but I think it was going to
It was.
So, you know.
Well, y'all heard my shit. Didn't they?
Yeah, most of it,
I got mine out. Kim said I was waving that gun. I finally put the gun down, though, right?
Yes.
I'm ready to pick that bitch back up.
Yes. I mean, the gun was just, all right. That's the usher ready to get started already. Like, you talking about ready to pick that bitch back up?
We just got to New Year, please.
But yeah, so that was Halloween. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was nice. We did the whole cater thing again. That was cute. Where did we have Thanksgiving?
Tracy House?
Because Kim came by. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kim came by.
Tracy House is nice.
We watched Jingle Jangle. Cute.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I never finished that. I'm mad. That is.
Oh, and what you did? You went to three different places.
I did. Parents, I went to my parents' house. Yeah, and then yours. And I finished.
Black Friday.
I stayed at the house.
Oh, go ahead. Get my phone. First of all, I still don't have an iPhone 12. Why? Because them hoes ain't giving me no goddamn gift card.
Okay, now explain the situation about that again. No, they just didn't have it in stock.
No, nobody just. Oh, no, they weren't offering any promotions for the iPhone 12. They weren't offering
any promotions.
They were offering for the fucking phone we already have.
That's right.
I don't need that. I need a new one. And I can get it, but again, y'all not gonna give me nothing for it. I
think last year was the out of stock thing. They didn't have the color you wanted.
Yeah, it had the phone, just not the color. That's how I got. What is this, space gray or something?
Yes, which is not you. That's why I'm like,
you know, it's not me. Whose phone is this? That's what they said. Me pick it up. Who is this? It's not mine. Don't scream me. It says nothing.
So they had no promotions for the 12.
Damn, look bad. It's just not me.
They raggedy.
It's still no promotions. Still to this day. They still only promote like the iPhone. Like for gift cards, I mean. You know.
Yeah. Because listen, we was getting, not lazy. What's the word? Comfortable.
So now I'm paying attention to my phone bill because at some point this phone, I think I owe like, what, $200 by the time Thanksgiving rolled around? $243 something. That should be paid off in the next couple, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this phone should be technically paid off. So now I gotta pay attention to my phone. But either I'm gonna just buy the phone outright or switch this shit up if they give me a gift. I really just want a gift card. And nobody's giving it.
You're not interested in the way you're not even interested in upgrading unless you get a gift card.
That's it. That's all. I promise you. Because if they would have had it on Black Friday, like I, you know, predicted, I'd have had a new phone and a gift card.
Or they normally do.
Wonder how I pay for my trampoline that year? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
They gave away like three.
Listen, COVID, they said we ain't giving out what shit. Leave us alone.
It was at one point they said if you upgrade to like a whatever that new Samsung is, 2021, whatever the fuck it is, they said they was giving $500.
What?
I said, bitch, you, I need
to. What? Okay. Excuse me?
I was telling, because you know, my mama and auntie, then they got it. Yeah, they got it. I was trying to tell them, bitch, you want $500?
Okay, get that. Yeah, I will shout out to Jamise, because she was the first person that ever told me about the gift card promotion. Like, she was the first person that ever told me that. She was like, yeah, I just got my upgraded my phone, got a $300 gift card from Target. I said, huh? I was like, what's the catch? She was like, there is no catch. Yeah. I just upgraded my phone. I was like, excuse me? I went there like the next week.
I got hit to it around Black Friday. But before then, anytime before then, they would be like, oh, get an Apple Watch. The Best Buy gave us gift cards that one time. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got my first Apple Watch. So usually it'd be like a little Apple Watch promotion. Oh. Phone case, phone charger type bullshit.
Okay.
But I just want the money. That's why I'm here.
I want the money.
Because we're going to upgrade iPhones anyway. So, but you're going to give me something.
Not me, baby.
Kim. First of all,
it's the way I still got this
kill home button. Kill the home button.
I still got this home button, so.
Kill it.
And you know what? I got the last laugh. You know why? Because Touch ID.
It's still an iPad.
I heard that. But they were saying, I meant the mask thing. Everybody was complaining this year or last year about how they can open their phones because the mask and iPhone can't read their face. And I was like, oh, that's a unique problem that I don't have.
It's quite annoying. It is. I thought you don't get it with my shades on with the bang. Stuff like that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh,
sometimes.
Man.
I think after a while it adjusts, depending on how long you have the style of the shades on, but yeah.
You really gotta like
it's a struggle. Sometimes I'll be like, move my bangs, split it to the side. You see me, bitch, you know this me. Or I pull my shades down, depending on what shades, because if I got those real black big shades on, I gotta take them down.
You gotta do what?
And she gotta split my bangs. It's Kim. I was talking to Tramilla this morning. I said, I'm having you cut my hair. I'm going to cut this shorter. Shut up.
I don't know why that's sending me the visual of y'all having to split your bangs because your iPhone don't know your iPhone is. Who is this
bitch? Who is this bitch? This is me. I got my head on. Damn. It's the same bitch. It be like that. It's a struggle out here. What else? Okay, now, Christmas. Wait, what did you... We didn't get much for Black Friday.
No, I didn't get anything for Black Friday, but when we get this second stimmy, I'm getting that iPad Air.
So we are getting a second stimmy.
Yo, yeah. We should.
So
we
for $2,000 motherfucking dollars?
That's what the Democrats say, and we have our Democrat things now. So there's literally no reason we have a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic President. There is no reason. And they've been talking about it. Like Joe Biden said it a few weeks ago when he was campaigning in Georgia for those senators. And then Chuck Schumer, who was about to be the Senate Majority Leader, was like, that's like the first thing we want to do after he get inaugurated.
Oh, thank you, God. So, what are
you
going
to
do with your
2000? I just told you, girl, that iPad.
Fuck that iPad.
I want that shit so bad. It would just change my whole life. So.
Overrated, I'm telling you right now. But, by me.
You excited. Only use it to watch it. I need it to work. I need it for
a I work on mine now, but yeah, before overrated. Let's keep.
I would agree with you because I had like a tablet situation. When I tell you I never used it, so I was like, there's literally no point in me getting an iPad. But now I could definitely use that shit and I want it.
Because you give me Pro vibes because you like to design.
Fuck Apple and that Pro. Ain't nobody paying for that. It start at $799. I don't have it, so.
I don't
want to
give y'all that.
I don't actually
have it. I will say we can use the pen on these anyways. I asked for one for Christmas. I didn't get it.
So yeah, I think you can use the first one, that first Apple Pencil. And then the other ones, you can use the second one. Because that one is the cheaper one. Let me see.
What are you talking about?
The iPad, girl.
How do you know my shit cost about mine is the cheaper one? Do you know what generation that one is?
I'm saying it's as far as like they have the regular iPad, the iPad Air, and the iPad Pro. This is the cheapest version of the iPad. It's like
so
the
what, original. So version. What kind is it?
It's the latest one. It's the latest. I'm pretty sure it's the latest one because it's the one y'all you just got, right? Yeah. For Christmas?
So they just released an iPad Air? That's the one we're talking about?
No, that's like
they just released something?
Yeah, they did. They released like a new one. They always
have. So that's
like
the one you're talking about you're going
to
get?
Yeah. I'm going to get the iPad Air. But this one, listen, I was looking
at it. But they always had an iPad Air, so it's like an iPad Air 2 situation?
Yeah, it's like the new version of the iPad. But I'm talking about, like, as far as models are concerned, like, I think they have an iPad Mini, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So I was looking into this one because I was like, okay, this is the cheapest one. You know, this will give me my iPad needs or whatever. But then I was looking at, like, the difference between them, and I was like, okay, maybe I should get the iPad Air just for my needs. Because I feel like most people would just need the original iPad.
I went from, I think, an iPad 2 to whatever this one is. I wish they'd just give them all names like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I don't know what
really
that
just
is.
Giving 10th generation. Like, girl, I don't know what that means.
Right, just please. Like they do with the phones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All of that. I couldn't speak.
Because they only do that with the phones. They don't do it for the MacBooks.
Because they do it with the watches. At least you know you got a 6? They got a 6. They got an SE, a 5, a 4, 3, 2, 1. They have a 2. Let's get 2.
I can't keep up with Apple no more. This is all too much.
That's crazy. Remember, and now let's not forget, I don't know if it's a recent bullshit, but these whole notification things when I got them iPhones.
I think it is.
What is that about?
I don't know.
I don't understand it. And yesterday I got it real bad because I'm looking down at my phone like I'm holding my phone. It's literally not saying shit until I guess the screen pops up and I'm like, oh, notifications. I don't know what that's about.
Because I know my notifications are on. So please stop playing me.
I know the ringtone I have, that loud ass Law and Order, doo doo. That should scare me every time I hear it. I ain't been scared, but I got all these notifications. Make it make sense.
I ain't been scared, but I got all these notifications.
I don't understand it. We got to Google it. Because we just found out about that Do Not Disturb. Don't remind me.
That was one of the last episodes. Definitely. Do Not Disturb.
Blessed Jesus. But yeah. How did we get here? We were talking about the iPhones.
Black Friday.
Yeah. So Christmas. Christmas was nice.
Christmas was nice. Christmas was very nice.
And then I started a business, a couple days before Christmas?
You did.
Very random.
Oh, you graduated nail school, too.
And I graduated nail school. Woo, license nail tech.
Yeah.
What was that? That was in November. Mm-hmm. Shit,
middle of November.
Damn.
You had a bunch of life shit going on. People, you know what I be feeling like? When people be like, so what you got going on? Especially people I haven't seen in a long time. So what you got going on, Kim? It pains me to have to be like, nothing.
That is not true, though.
I feel like it is, because all I do is work.
That's something.
And sleep. Some people don't work. And eat. Like, I don't do anything. It's sad to say, but, like, I'm not doing anything anymore. Because, like, people be really wanting to catch up with you, and, you know, you could be like, oh, I went to nail school, I did this, and I started this, and...
But low-key, when people mention it, or not mention it, people ask me, I forget. Or, like, I don't bring it up, and I'm just like, oh. Because, like, you just said, oh, you did nail school. I'm like, oh, I went to nail school. Like, that'd be me.
And you went to a nail class just yesterday.
We in the one-on-one nail class, the girl was like, yeah, give me one of those mats. Let's be talking about mats. What are you talking about? It's like the doormat. I was like, oh, shit. I guess I do that, don't I? And then the other day, somebody picking up a mat. They was like, are you still doing nails? I'm like, nails? I'm like, oh, I guess I do that. When my brain be in the zone for one thing at the moment, I don't be thinking about the other thing.
That's funny, boo.
And I'm over here doing 9,000 things.
What are you talking about? Don't you sell mats, bitch?
Girl, I know. She was like, this bitch got to be slow.
Yeah, like, what?
Maybe she would have said doormats. I'd be like, yeah. What if she said mats? I'm like, what mats?
Oh, you are so stupid.
I'm happy now to talk. I'm ready to. I'm lying. I said I was going to go to brunch after this, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do shit.
Oh, I thought you were going.
Hey, y'all. It's my baby father's birthday. It's his birthday today. So we'll see if he wants to do something. Maybe not. I don't know. But I want to go home and stage that stuff that I was talking about and get some orders done. Mm-hmm. But I was finna say I'm happy I can tie in making that stuff and also making the house look nice. Because I bought some stuff on my porch months, probably years ago. Mm-hmm. Never really set it up how I wanted to set it up. So now I get to kind of incorporate that into my business.
I think that was the last time me and you went to IKEA together when you got that porch stuff.
Okay. I bought that black house from Walmart, but I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking about something else then.
Where you when I bought the chairs?
Yes, I think so. It's been a long time. It's been a very long time. It's weird, isn't it?
We haven't been IKEA in a long time.
No, it's been a very long time. I mean, last night.
Well, I just told you that. So.
Oh, which one did IKEA for last night?
The pillows. The
cushions. That's right.
And what else? Yeah, I ended up going to Five Below. I ended up at Walmart. Because, again, launch day. Well, it's not launch day, but I'm trying to launch some new stuff.
Yeah.
And every time I think about something, I'm like, oh, I gotta get this too. So now it's like 9,000 things. And then I'm like, oh, I'm just lay down here. Change my mind.
Oh, this reminds me of that meme. I'm
just lay down. It's a meme going around now talking about the worst thing you can do when you clean it up is go lay down. I'm not moving. Last night, I didn't go put my food up because I went to go lay down. I was watching that live.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking ice cream on the
counter. You probably forgot.
I ain't gonna lie, this morning I woke up on the goddamn coffee table while I was a pack of eggs in a Walmart bag sitting on the table.
Monique,
I thought about
that time we was on the phone and you were like, you had just clocked out for lunch. You laid in the bed and everything and you just propped up and you was like, oh my God, I left that food in the car. You left that new grocery you got from Tracy House in the truck in your car. I was like, okay, she's not firing off on all cylinders today.
I'm that girl now that I just don't remember anything and edges.
You know what? The older I get, the more I'm like, hey, Siri, remind me to do such and such and such and such. Because, bitch, I'll forget.
Please teach me. The reminders. We got a reminder app.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be like, remind me at 1 o'clock or something.
Yeah, you can say, remind me when I get home, and she'll literally remind me when I pull up to my location. Remind me when I get in the car, when I connect my Bluetooth to the car. She'll, you know, hey girl, you got a reminder here.
I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and it was like, so you wasn't gonna call me? You like call me back, or you wanna go? I was like, I'm sorry. I forgot. And usually, Kim, you know.
You did me like that, too. I was totally supposed to call you back.
And Kim, you know. I was about to say, Kim, you know, I'll be available all the time. Like, I'll be ready to talk. These days, bitch, this phone,
you got stuff to do. What Camille told you the other day? She was like, Mommy, how many times are we going to go to this post office?
That girl bust out. We down the street from the post office in, what, Riverside or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to the post office.
Camille ain't gotta make it that much harder on you.
But you like, wanna eat? Like, make right. It make
you want nice things. You want toys? Don't you?
You wanna go to Atlantis? My girl said she wanna go to Atlantis.
Oh my God, that's what it was.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
You did ask me what it was, she said.
Atlantis.
My girl said she wanna go to Atlantis. And for y'all, that's Atlanta.
She talking about Atlanta, which is so cute.
It was so cute. She sounds like Atlantis. Like, and then when I told Kitty was like, oh, she wanna go to Bahamas or wherever that place
right.
is. Jamaica, wherever it's at. I was like, Mama, no.
Okay.
That's not what she meant. You know that's not what she meant.
No.
She's like, oh, because we can go down there. No, we can't.
You can.
Your ass might
go. I definitely told Chelsea about her talking about, oh, Mommy, I'm vegan.
She did. Camille said she's vegan.
Like, sis.
I don't know.
If you don't eat this much meat, stop playing with me.
I don't know who you can hang around. Tracy, you're not vegan.
You are not vegan. What is vegan, Camille?
My girl said she is vegan.
Because you really, it was a line of questioning for me. For you being like, oh, Camille, you can eat your lunch. No, I didn't want it.
Why didn't you eat your Lunchable? I'm vegan. Where did they get this girl from?
That makes it all worth it. Because these little tidbits, these little quotes from her, from all y'all kids be sending me.
So much personality.
So much. Like, how y'all pack so much personality in these tiny little bodies? I'm not sure.
Blows my mind every day.
You're supposed to be timid. You don't know anything about the world.
My girl said she would be on that plane. When she found out I was going on a plane trip.
How dare you go without me?
I'm sorry. She's like, okay, so when we're going? When are we leaving? I'm sorry.
You're not.
Love you, though.
Because I would have, actually, if that was my mother, I'd have felt so played.
Same. I'll feel played a kid goes home right now. I'm like, I'm sorry, we're not going.
So you can go somewhere. I went to the house yesterday and my parents weren't there because they went on like an anniversary trip. And I'm like, who told y'all to still celebrate marriage? Stay at home.
Stay at home. But I was trying to take Camille on her plane trip to Atlantis for Valentine's Day. I was going to do it for Valentine's Day weekend, you know, whatever.
Cute.
But then I got Kitty and them in on it. So now it's going to be a big old family trip because now we want all the kids to have their first plane ride together. So we're going to all fly to Atlanta probably at the end of February. So now we gotta find something to do for Valentine's Day. What you wanna do, gal?
Yeah, cause I was just about to say, ain't no Galentine's Day. Clearly.
Why would they do it this? COVID, right?
No, cause it was before COVID.
Oh, shit.
February.
We just raggedy. Just raggedy COVID.
We ain't do shit.
Why didn't we though?
I don't know. You were my date to a wedding, though, so there's that.
I guess. That's fine.
I mean, we only did it one time. No, did we? Or was it twice?
I think it was that first time.
Because you done promised me all these gifts.
Don't stop me. I was just going to say, bitch, the no, people you, Christmas.
I wasn't trying to,
because
you
know. Because it's not just you, bitch.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
Taking it there. Now let's go.
I was about to say, I'm raggedy, too.
I was just going to say,
I ain't getting nobody no kind of nothing.
See, Kim, don't be this way.
I just said.
That's going to make you feel bad because I felt bad.
I wasn't trying.
But Loki, I'm trying to get there, but people won't be feeling about fucking mess. But I told you the ideas and stuff that I wanted to get.
Yeah. And I love them, so I'll just be patiently waiting on that.
Get hers. And that was my whole Secret Santa.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, shit. You big busy, huh?
So I low-key might not go to brunch.
Okay.
I'm just going to work on all the shit that I should have been working on. Because my friends want their things and my sibling needs her shit. So she can leave me alone. That girl want that Hamilton shirt so bad. Please, here.
Take it. Oh, my God. I'm going to ask for that damn Hamilton shirt. Because I really want to watch Hamilton.
Yes. Like, good stuff there. And okay. My Uncle Julius had bought all the tickets because it came here. And they canceled it because of COVID. So Tracy trying to avoid watching it because she, of course, want to see it when it comes. It's me trying. Dominique want to get one of the tickets now, which I'm sure he'll probably let her have one. Because I think the max they could have bought was this 10, 8 tickets or whatever. Whatever the max was, they bought them all. So, bitch, can I go? I'm so mad I missed the fucking Lion King when it came here. Anyway.
A little bit of Broadway.
Just a little. I want a little something in my life.
Pizzazz, right.
Where we going? What's our next trip, Kim?
I don't know. You know, Chelsea invited me to Hawaii in October.
Oh, God. Why do people do that?
What?
When somebody be like, they go on somewhere, I guess that's supposed to be like fancy, maybe extravagant. It's like, oh, you got money.
Because we all know everything is expensive and it ain't, or it's not cheap. So you were right to say that.
Some people might argue, be like, girl, the flight just X, Y, and Z, or the hotel is nothing. Like, some people, you know.
Right. That's not how. Or maybe people who like know how to travel for cheap and are like really good at it. Maybe
so for them, it's nothing. But you said Hawaii, my brain went, ooh, that's a long flight. You know, that's a whole flight across water, right?
Yeah. Because you remember that time I read Amin on here because he was talking about. I did. Because he was talking about wanting to do something, like wanting to go somewhere tropical for his birthday. And he kept saying Hawaii. And I'm like, nigga, that's so far away. Like, why don't you just go somewhere like the Bahamas or whatever like that? Well, everybody done been there. I don't want to go there. Everybody done been there. The whole time you've never been.
I was going to say, I haven't been there either.
That's why he didn't want to go, because everybody done been there. But show ass. Ain't never been.
You mean everybody like social media wise? Yeah. Like really people he
it know. Got popping, so he didn't really want to, you know, participate in the reindeer games. He felt like it was too popping and he wanted to go somewhere else different.
Bitch, I would go to the Bahamas and post a picture on the beach and y'all gonna think I'm in Tulum, period. Because whatever I say I'm at,
a beach is a beach, dog.
It is. Long as it's beautiful.
In a place you ain't even ever been. But anyway, it's not about him. No, sorry, kiddo. He ain't gonna listen to this. Anyway.
He never listen. Right. Because I'm behind. I remember I used to go back and listen to every episode.
I think you're just used to it now. You record it, so why would you listen to it?
I used to get such a big kick out of it. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. And be cackling like I never heard before. Like, what's next?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, we're so funny.
Anyway.
I love it here.
He was talking about going to Hawaii, and that was around the time I figured out exactly how far away Hawaii was. Because I was just thinking, oh, it's like right off the coast of America or whatever. Hell no. The distance between here and LA, which is where you're going to have to get your connecting flight, is the same distance from LA to Hawaii. That's like a 10-hour altogether flight.
I can't sit there.
I can't do that. So, I mean, you're going to break it up. It's going to be a 5-5, maybe an hour layover. But that's when I realized. So I knew then, once I realized it was that far, that ain't no whole-ass trip. That's going to cost, like, real, real money.
Right. So, and I don't want to go there and have to rush back. I don't want to make it a long trip.
It's a week trip, yeah.
Okay, so okay.
Yeah.
I want to really get... Because I ain't going to get back on that plane after we just got back off.
Hell no. You spend half of the... Listen, you spend a good chunk of the travel time just being on the plane.
Right. So I'm going to make this extend up.
Got to make this count.
And let's not forget you want to go to Paris, right?
I do.
I don't even have a passport, Kim. I can't even go with you to
Mexico. I don't either.
If I want to.
Right. Listen, we couldn't even cross the Canada border.
There was this guy on Instagram, and I guess he paid for this trip to Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. Literally, he was like, anybody want to come with me to Costa Rica? I don't know if he put it as close friends or whatever he put it, but he was like, anybody want to go? Everything paid for. You just got to have your passport and be ready on XYZ.
I can't go no fucking way. I ain't got a passport.
Get ready. I ain't got shit. I was like, bitch.
Wait, no, wasn't it? Stay ready, so you ain't never got to get ready.
Because you could easily be like, can I go? And you're like, hell yeah. Bitch, we could have been in Costa Rica January 20th through the 24th.
Like, ma'am, where are your things? I'm like, oh, I don't have it. Can you imagine going all the way to the...
Got, oh, I need a passport for this? Oops.
I can't even imagine.
What a joke.
Okay, because you're playing games in here, ma'am. Get out.
But have you, don't, you have a passport? You don't have...
No, I don't have a passport.
That's, can we, let's
no,
together.
I was going to say, I literally asked Tara for my birth certificate 2018, and she was like, oh, you must be trying to get a passport. You're my business.
You're my business.
So I was supposed to do it back then. Never did because, of course, it costs money, and I just couldn't. I wasn't going nowhere, so I couldn't really justify spending the however. But it's not that much. So when we get the STEMI, I'm putting everything on the STEMI.
Hell yeah. When we get the STEMI, bitch. We need that because I ain't missing no opportunity like that no more. Fuck all of that.
Yeah. So once we get all that together, I'm going to get me a little passport.
Anyway, damn. So that's on my bucket list for 2021. Get a fucking passport so you can get the fuck. And then one day, Kimbo want to go to Paris. I can't go to Paris. I ain't got no passport. You know what I mean? Gotta be prepared.
We gotta get our shit together.
But I
that gotta be a group trip.
Yes, it would be nice to be all split shit. But Andrew brought up, and we was in Nashville, his cousin, she was having a trip or something. It's gonna be, what the fuck is it gonna be? Puerto Rico? No, Puerto Rico? I think Puerto Rico. Somewhere. And he was like, yeah, yeah. I think he said the total was like $900. I said, I don't know who y'all think I am, but I can't go.
That's what Charlie was giving me, like, the figures, and I was just like, huh? You're gonna spend at least $500 to get anywhere outside of the contiguous United States on a plane. Like, them flights to Hawaii were like $700-$800. So I'm spending just to get me there, just to get me to and from. Then it's like, she said, like, I don't know, $1,800 for the Airbnb for the week. I'm gonna just collect my things and actually go.
Send pictures.
Or something for the rental.
Because then they try to get me with the whole, well, it's in July or it's in June, so we got time.
Time to save. Ugh. I'm not thinking about no. And then you got to think about, because she was asking me, she was like, I know you know, she was like, I know you haven't said yes or anything yet, but how are you going to get your hair? And then I got to think about that. Like, you want, me and most black girls don't want braids if they're going to Hawaii. Yeah. So you got to think about $275 for some knotless box braids or some locks or whatever. Like, you got to get clothes.
Bitch, you gotta eat when
we
get there too.
Yeah, so it's a lot. And I'm actually
so for the people that travel, help a bitch out.
Help
y'all do
me,
it.
Please.
Give me a passport. How long do it take when you even get the passport? Like,
they say you gotta do it well in advance because it's at least, you should allow at least 6 weeks. Or no, I think that's the fast track. You should allow at least 8 weeks.
Oh, okay, so let's do that. Look, let's do that. Now.
Yeah, we gotta
Where's
do that right now.
Come on,
we're
ready for spring break right around the corner, Kim.
It is.
We don't have spring break.
You know, every time people bring up spring break, I be thinking about.
Can we go ride jet skis in your favorite place?
We can. We should. But I be thinking about when people be like, if you ain't in school, you shouldn't be celebrating no goddamn spring break.
Bitch, I work hard, ho. Fuck you.
And I used to be like, yeah, so sit y'all old asses down. And now I'm like, now I am old
ass. Because
that's
when we was in school. When we was in school, it felt like that.
Talking on shit.
Because those people who wasn't in school that was going on spring break, like, what are you breaking from? But now that we're adults, we've graduated school, we can break.
First of all, I need more of a break than the college students because I'm really out here.
Legit, literally. Another thing that I realized that it don't got to be a holiday for you to travel.
No.
You can get the fuck out.
It's actually best if it's not a holiday when you travel because it ain't going to cost as much.
It ain't going to cost as much and as busy. You know, it's just random.
Because they picked a random week in October.
I want to be that bitch this year that just gets up. Not necessarily get up and just go, but like just sometime this month, I just want to go here. Oh, I just want to do this. I'm glad I didn't get on a plane because y'all know I never been on a plane.
And listen, we almost didn't make it out for 2020. Well, you made it out. You went, you know, you've been to Orlando or whatever. But I did not leave the city limits. I did not leave the city limits in 2020 until the very last day.
It wasn't your fault. It was COVID and all that bullshit. So.
But that shit had me feeling like more. Had me feeling worse than I thought. I was like, bitch, I'm going to get out. So I literally did the last day. I left for Tampa on the 31st.
How was your drive? You just podcasted the whole way or you listened to
music? Music, yeah. It was, I love that drive, especially by myself. It's just so calm. It's not too long to where, it's long enough to where, you know, you don't feel like you've only been in the car for a little bit, but it's not too long to be like, okay, bitch, I'm over this. Yeah. It was a nice little drive. It was a nice little trip. So yeah, how was your New Year?
That was fun. Okay. Nashville was nice.
Oh, so beautiful.
Chilly, but nice. This one boy, because we thought we brought the driving thing, he said his longest drive was 15 hours. Hell no, that should be illegal. What was yours?
Like myself or just being in the car?
Your longest drive by yourself?
About 5.5.
I'm trying to think. I think the longest one for me was Miami, maybe? Mm-hmm. But you even drove most of that.
Yeah, I drove like, we split it up half and half.
We did. So how long was it each?
2.5 hours.
Oh, well, shit.
It's only 5 hours to Miami.
So, I I'm thinking we both drove like a three. Bitch,
no. No, girl, go to hell, honey.
And on the way back, I'm pretty sure we split it up then too. So
I was gonna say my longest was three, and those two and a half. Well, you know, whatever. But
what was your longest road trip though? Have you ever? Was it longer than that?
Probably Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Atlanta. So 6 hours road trip. Yeah.
Yeah, mine was 11, 12.
Shout out to everybody who drove because I didn't drive, but that was a long.
And I used to, and it used to be to Tennessee, and I used to hate it with every fiber of my being. We used to leave at 3 a.m. and get there about 2 p.m. And it used to be hell. Oh, and I was just in the passenger seat, like, you know, I'm just in the passenger seat, minding my business. My uncle was the one having to drive pretty much the whole way. So I'm talking about pretty much the whole way. No, the whole way, because none of us could drive.
Damn.
Yeah. So, but now we don't do that anymore. My granny talking about, oh, we are going to come. I mean, she lives here now, but back when she still lived there, she used to ask us all the time, we all gonna come visit,
You didn't go up there this year? Because maybe at one point, it was all y'all supposed to go, and I think, what the fuck? Kim, was that not this year?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because I remember you and Kiara, all y'all was talking about going, and he was like, you gonna ride with such and such, and she was gonna ride with such and
such.
Oh,
no.
What was that?
You talking about my grandma M. That was something separate. I'm thinking about my grandma Betty, because she was the one who used to live in Tennessee. Grandma Betty, the one who just moved down here.
But y'all didn't go to her.
No.
That didn't happen. Okay. No. I was like, wait, what happened to that trip? Because I was like, Kim, you did leave. But no.
That was, I know what you're talking about, but that was my grandma M, and she lived in South Carolina. And we did go 2019. We went for Christmas that year.
Okay. I thought that was 2020.
No.
Where's the time going?
Yeah. She came here for 2020.
Okay, okay.
So she used to, when she lived in Tennessee, she used to always ask me and my cousins or whatever, like, we all come visit and all, you know, drive or whatever. Granny, nobody's driving. If we come visit you, girl, it's definitely on a plane. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, these young folks, y'all always want to fly. Nobody wants to sit in the car for half a day. Like,
that's what we're supposed to go for, the fish fry?
Yeah. Yep.
Are we doing that this year?
No.
Why?
Why are we going to Paris, Tennessee? We got to fly to Nashville. No. We got to fly to Nashville, and then we got to drive 2 hours.
So you're not going to take me to fish fry?
I mean, I'll take you. If you really want to go.
I really want to go.
Okay,
thanks.
Fine. I'll show you the tiny town I was born in.
Kim, take me all the places.
I will. And then I lived in for a brief moment.
Yay.
So, but that's in April, so.
That's a birthday month,
hey. What are we doing for your birthday? And I got
to
know now.
But you know I'm trying to have a dinner and have everybody stand up and talk about me. Get your speeches ready.
No, because we weren't doing the podcast. So I never got to tell the podcast how this bitch wanted us to make a speech because she graduated from nail school.
Bitch, I...
Go to hell.
Thinking. I want everybody to say something nice about me. Oh, what's wrong with that?
You know what? You're so cute. Because when I was talking about having my dinner, you was like... I was kind of on the fence about it. You was like, Kim, please. Everybody's going to go to dinner and we're going to all go around and we're going to sing your praises.
Literally, but honestly, Kim didn't. You didn't make us do it.
No, I didn't.
And I guess I was so caught up in the cake and you seeing all that, I didn't think to say, "Everybody, let's say something nice about Kim," because you know I'm with the shits.
But I love that because that's very cute for you. You don't just do it for yourself. You want to do it for everybody. Oh, you're not going.
Damn it!
Somebody's not a good podcaster.
Which phone is it?
Okay, this one.
Well, we know we're not anymore.
Well, and we're wanted.
Okay, nope, we're not going to get into this. Ignore it. We're not talking about that. So, Kim's birthday. Damn, why didn't we all say something?
Girl, because that's not the kind of bitch I am.
I wish I'd have remembered. I'd be like,
and the card made me feel very...
Maybe we kind of said something slightly.
I don't think Amin ever gave me my birthday card.
You didn't? Was it not in your bag with the...
Shoes? No, because I remember him saying, like, I forgot your card at the house or whatever.
Where's my shit? Call Amin.
I'm going to have to call him later because I'm supposed to see him right after this. Can you silence your stuff?
I did.
Somebody forgot how to be in the studio.
Oh, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. Okay, so, boom.
Wrap it up then.
I don't want to wrap it up. We're having a good conversation because we're talking about birthdays.
Is that my bestie and a Tessie? Did you see that video? I love it so bad.
No.
So Weedy and Doja.
Oh,
she
yes, said, I did.
Beep, beep. Is that my bestie?
Are they really
bestie? No.
Okay. I don't know them like that.
It's a really cute video, and I just love that little line.
Halloween.
So get
Halloween.
A Tesla so I can say that.
Halloween.
Bitch, I can't put on that icy bikini.
Why you can't? Fake jump off of a cliff like they did.
Naked. Oh, that video is so cute. If you haven't seen it, go watch.
I want to do stuff like that for the like podcast. Like do little, what the shits would we call if we did that? You know how people dress up like if we remade their little scenes on there? A skit. If we did a little skit.
Girl, who are we?
Like just dress up like little.
Are we TikTokers?
Yes, we can be TikTokers. Get the views, Kim. Get the money. Okay, what? What was I talking about? My birthday, because that's what's what yes. Valentine's Day. Did we ever decide what we're gonna do?
Okay, I do need to like think about all the events coming up.
Kim gonna take me to Calvert, period.
Girl.
Mashed potatoes at the bar, me and you. Yes.
D. Condi.
Condi.
Cause I'm tired. Like at this point.
Y'all sick of the shit.
At this point, I want my stuff. Like, why are you playing games with us? So Camille, is Camille's, when is Camille's party? Because you were talking about, that's a good question. Bitch, I ain't got time to play with you.
Okay? It's going
to
be the 16th, unless I check the weather and it's going to be raining or something. I'm sorry, not the 16th. It's going to be the 7th. No.
It's the 16th.
That's Saturday, right?
Yes.
The 16th.
Girl.
It's going to be the 16th, unless for whatever reason it's going to rain, I'm going to move that shit to the 17th.
Okay.
I guess I'll check the weather this week.
You should.
Because then I'll know for sure.
Maybe we'll know for sure by Wednesday.
Yes.
Because the weather be
changing. But I got to call Bounce House people tomorrow. No, wait, what's today? Yeah, I got to call them tomorrow. So I don't want to be like, hey, I'm going to do it for the 16th, but if it's raining, can we do the 17th? Maybe they will.
Maybe
they
yeah. Girl, we live in Florida. Y'all better be leaving.
Y'all have the house party. You can have them chicks whenever. You know what I mean? So it ain't like, ah.
And it's at 2?
Did I say that?
I'm coming at 2. Regardless,
you Kim, said, yo, you said, get there I'm not gonna let home.
Y'all not gonna let this girl come.
Let me get on Amazon and find a face painter kit.
Girl, don't disappoint these kids like that. Cause I just came to be the drunk auntie.
Not the drunk auntie. First of all, we got the DJ. We're gonna get some liquor. We're gonna get some liquor.
I'm bring a bottle to a 5-year-old's birthday party.
Kitty, cause my cousin, he gonna DJ. He was like, he can date up from 1 to 7. So he go, Kitty, oh shit, he can do the kids from 1 to 4 and then us from 4 to 7.
Kitty got the right idea.
He can go to the gate, the little strip club he work at. That's what he go after he leave.
Oh.
She's like, we got all after party up there. I said, I don't know who get Camille, but I'm gone. I'm out this home. Bye, Sylvie.
I was going to say something. I was so out of pocket, but I'm going to let you live.
What's this in the sad?
I was going to repeat what Christopher said. You never got your chance.
Girl, what the fuck is he talking about?
You just want to be messy.
Want to be messy. I told you, hey, I'm going to go. Can you get Camille?
Like, this is not a shock.
And then you see me out where I said I was going to go. Sweet. And you, oh, you never got your chance.
Right, what?
What? Hey, y'all, this is my baby mom. Camille was saying that on the video, too.
What?
She was saying it. At first, she was like, yeah, this is my baby daddy or something. She, that's literally what she said. And I quoted Junie. I was like, yeah, this is my baby mama. And she started saying that. She sounded just like Junie. I love my child. She's fun.
Put that girl on a show.
Until she gets on my nerves.
Until she gets on your nerves. And now it's you and Camille going
at it. Because sis don't let up. And I don't either. So right. We're going to be going.
Somebody you know gonna stop. Sis don't let up. And I don't either. So, oh, God. Somebody locked him away. But yeah, that was our year. Well, the last half of our year. Y'all talked to us last year.
And we try to plan the rest of it. Hopefully this year goes smoothly for everybody.
No, I'm just going to take it one day.
Did you do your recording?
At a time. No, I never did. And I was thinking about that last night, how I was like, oh, I don't even. Because you know what I said? I wanted to get out of doing it when I was feeling bad. Like, yeah, okay. I didn't want all my voice memos to be when I was feeling like shit. So I'm going to try to do it when I'm in better spirits. Which, I mean, right now. So, I mean, I was just last night. It's me over here peeking at my calendar trying to figure out what the fuck I got going on. Because Kiara moved her baby shower. I'm going to tell you that.
I'm sorry.
She moved to what? The weekend of her birthday.
Which is?
February 6th. It's literally that Saturday. I think. And then y'all was turning 18, so we going to dinner the night before that. Or the
what'd she like to eat it?
The weekend before. We're going to Longhorn. And I'm so mad when she said that because I didn't already spend my gift card.
Remind me to find her something Snoopy related so you can give it to her.
You need to remind me or tell me what you're going to get so I can make sure she ain't already got it.
You know I'm going to fit. That'll be a how many shirts she got? Look. Find a shirt.
100. Y'all got so many Snoopy things. She talking about she want everybody to come dressed as boys.
I could have seen the way y'all what?
she really meant she want everybody because I was thinking, you know, the girl is turning 18. She want everybody to come, you know, dressed to the nines. And I said, no. She want to go with her vibe. So she said she's going to be cute. She showed me her outfit and it is going to be cute. But she was like, yeah, y'all wear y'all bands. That whole situation. You know what? I see you. Because, listen, it's two types of people. Two types of Aquarians. One that wants you to dress up formally at their baby shower.
Period.
And the other one wants you to come to their birthday dinner dressed casually.
So that's what she really meant, was like casual.
Yeah,
when you said boy, I'm like, wait, I gotta dress up like.
No, you don't have to do the cross dressing day at high school.
Right, that's exactly what my mind was like, wait, daddy pants.
No, just, you know, if you wanna wear jeans, you feel free. If you wanna wear your sneakers, feel free. That kind of thing. It was so funny though, because we was calling Malcolm to just tell him, like, okay, you know, we going to dinner on the 30th or whatever. And when she brought up how she, or I brought up how Yana wanted us to dress, and then I brought up the whole two types of Aquarians thing, and he talking about, man, ain't nobody worried about Kiki, because I'm coming in some jeans. And that's it, girl. Who told she? Cause listen, this is your second baby. Stop playing with us.
Y'all gotta be like that. Stop, because I wasn't gonna, bitch. Turn up.
I wasn't gonna come, you know, dressed like a hobo, but I was gonna come in my cutest, you know, jean blouse combination I could come up with. But it's her talking about, y'all ain't gotta wear a dress. Just don't wear no jeans. Leave us alone. Leave us alone.
Fun stuff is happening. This year, okay, that's what I was going to get at when I asked you if you did your voice memo. What's one thing you want to do differently this year than you did last year?
Come back to me.
Maybe come back to me.
What about you?
I want to be consistent with everything that I'm talking
about. I was
going
to say that, but I was trying to think of a kind way to say that about myself.
That's nothing I've been
asking to lazy
to
bitch. No.
All right, I just want to be consistent with everything and go hard with everything, not just pick and choose which one works the best at the moment and care more about that thing than the other thing.
Yeah.
Or forget about the other thing because something else is working better than that. Trying to just have an even playing field, balance for everything that we do, from this podcast all the way to my personal page. Like,
you gotta be a workaholic, man, sis.
Yeah, pretty much. I realized that when I didn't get to go to sleep. You know, bitch, I'd be in the bed by like 9, 10. When my ass was up at 2 in the morning in my living room on my hands and knees, I said, oh, is this what entrepreneurship is?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready.
This is what LLC Twitter been telling y'all. Start a business, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Shit, hard work for real. Because they, listen, they got you thinking, oh, you know, let this money work for me. Whole time it's me working like even more.
Working like fucking slave. What is it? This
is not what I signed up for. Especially when you provide products like that. Like, you got to make each and every single individual thing.
Right. Versus if you just selling something, you know, this will sell itself online. You know what I mean? Like, which is honestly what I wanted to do. Find something to actually just sell that I already got, just sending bitch out.
But people like custom.
They do. People custom love... needs nuts, though. I'm tired.
You know what? On that note.
Anyway, because anybody tell you start a business.
So you bet. It was me.
Oh, I played myself right before Christmas.
Listen,
what the fuck?
When you called me talking about Kim, you know, I didn't know it was going to be like
that. I legit was in distress. I called because I was like, Kim, I didn't think people listen to me.
And I
like,
said, yeah, Mo, when you start a business, people going to take orders.
Like, is that what they do? Because I thought it was going to like my shit and keep it going. Bitch, y'all came with a vision.
Oh, I actually got to make all this stuff. Wait, I didn't sign up for this.
Kim had me laughing at this. Because it's me, again, it was right before Christmas. So people was like, shit, that is a good gift. Let me get one. Mm-hmm. Which, good marketing tactic. But still, bitch, wasn't ready. Cause
no.
I came out of nowhere.
People definitely placing orders.
Wait till I place my net order.
I
can't wait for Kim to do it because y'all know Kim is a designer and I know she's going to put my ass to work and it's going to be me just like this. Well, y'all can't see me on
my head. Oh, my God.
Kim, this light is not straight.
Keep my ass. Please let me turn this right. She's going to get it.
Work it so. Yeah.
Should have seen the way this girl just got on her hands and
knees. That's legit how I bent my hands. But I know for yours, bitch, I'm gonna be face to the mat. Like, oh no, this is not lined up. Reprint. Let me just print out again. I'm just gonna start over because fuck that.
Because she do be calling me like, Kim, is this straight?
Listen, is this straight? Let me turn it. I'm gonna turn it a little bit.
Friend, ain't nobody tell you to be this funny, okay?
That's another thing. I told you that's one of my top tier compliments when people tell me I'm funny.
Yeah.
Because I love to laugh, and if I can make you laugh.
Oh, God. Woo!
Oh. But you know, you go,
you're right. You know me, good friend.
Too. Especially if it's something you design, so you know how it's supposed to look.
Yes.
If it's off by an inch, bitch, you're gonna be on my
ass.
I'm
gonna know.
I'm gonna, oh, no.
No, this isn't quite centered.
Oh, Kim, please. Go get your shit. Get the fuck. I'm ready. So please just,
you know, figure something out. That's
gonna be me. That's how I've been for the past couple weeks. Bitch, my knees are aching.
Woo! Because y'all ever are not comfortable. You be kneeling on? You don't be kneeling on them, do you? You be kneeling on the floor.
I do. I got my little pillow now.
Okay, good.
Yeah. What I was gonna bring up? What's that fucking movie? The Secret Life of the Bees? Mm-hmm. You ever seen that movie? Mm-hmm. How her dad used to punch her about make her kneel on the grits. I kneeled down on my mat one of the first few times, and I said, "Bitch, what the fuck?
Not made for the knees.
Not at all. Not even my regular
floor.
Made
for shoes.
So I was like, that's my pillow. Okay.
Ugh, knees be bloody by the end of this.
I works hard, y'all.
Yeah, you been putting in that hard work. I'm so glad it's sunny outside. It was so ugly yesterday.
It was.
It's a nice day.
But that's all. That's it. That's all.
That's all we got going. Wait,
what
you talking about? I don't know. Oh. You talking about the
podcast? Okay, that's what I'm about to say. But if it's not time, is it time?
No, oh, definitely it's time. Okay. Yeah, we definitely done hit time.
We have a good time. And we don't be having nothing planned.
No.
We're going to get better. We say that every time. But you know, I love talking like this, though.
Yeah, because what are we planning for?
And let me tell you, I've been telling Kim, she ain't got to do all that editing if she don't want to. No. I like raw ass shit. Like, I like stuff like this.
I was literally thinking about this last night.
I love it when you just put that shit out.
It'd be raw. It's not like I take out the rawness, but sometimes there'd be a pause. Or sometimes I cough. Or sometimes
it's fine. Literally, I remember our first episode. I was like, Kim, we just put that shit out. I love it. Just put it out. I don't care.
I mean, we did just put it out.
We did.
And the very first thing I listened to was me fucking. What was I doing? Smoking. Can you wait till I get the smoke out of my lungs? All that shit could have been cut out.
No, it's fine.
Absolutely not.
And then it'll be less work. Because y'all Kim work so hard. She'll go back in and listen to these all these podcasts we record. You know, like she said, she take out, what you call it, dead space? What you call it?
Yeah, just dead space.
Dead space and like coughing or things like that.
And intro music also. Intro and outro music.
Suck my dick. I will put this shit, like I will just put it out like that. Because I just like it like that. But my friend's perfectionist.
Not to mention,
I'll let her do her thing.
We be saying stuff that sometimes we gotta cut out.
That's why we try not to, but then you're like, oh, I'll just cut it out. But that's
talking word. To me. You're not talking to some professional, okay? Yeah. So shit gonna slip out.
I'm trying to
just and I gotta catch it and make sure nobody.
Oh, it's a cough. Anyway, but
I gotta catch it and make sure nobody doesn't call us out.
But I'm hoes. But I don't want my friend not to work so hard. I'm like, just put that shit out.
No.
And we'll just be more careful when we talk.
No. Cause me, what?
I just hit the fuck out of my tooth with this can.
Oh,
bitch! I will not lose. One thing I refuse to lose is the motherfucking tooth. Period.
Okay, now we're doing a lot here.
You took my coaster.
Oh, sorry. You took my coaster. Cause that was originally mine.
But we have a good time. I'm glad Kim edits these things. However, like I said, I just for the record, just so y'all know, she ain't got to. She wants to.
Everybody,
that's the difference.
Everybody who put out content, because imagine if I just took my photos and just put them out. No!
That's different. Things you know need you to want be these edited. To
things need to be edited.
You can put the intro on this thing and send that itch. Let's work.
Well, it's nice to know that I'm putting myself through this misery for no reason.
Ain't she? Yeah, y'all heard it here first. I said just put that shit out there.
She's just a talent.
I don't have to be. We can both just be talents. We just got to put it out.
No, ma'am.
Simple.
Somebody got to edit.
We don't. We don't.
How many podcasts you think go out unedited?
The best ones.
Bitch, please.
Raw and uncut.
Anyway.
I get even to take out stuff that we didn't want nobody to hear. I get that stuff. But all that extra shit, bitch, y'all can get whichever y'all fucking get. We human beings. Of course we cough and we pause. Bitch, you gotta think. It's the way she be laughing at me, y'all.
Oh my God, girl, shut up. What are our socials? It's just me trying to get to the outro.
She trying to wrap it up. Well, wrap it up then.
But I don't remember what they are. You know what? I'm going to stop telling people to
follow us on
Twitter.
I'm getting spicy, Kim.
Are you getting hot?
Yeah. When I talk to Kim, y'all, I get spicy. Like, she my man or something. What the fuck?
Girl. She be fanning her pits and things like that.
I'm getting spicy.
If you love me, just say that.
You all right.
Don't follow us on Twitter because Mo don't post.
On Twitter?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we do got a Twitter.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to tweet?
I don't know.
Okay, we got to figure that out.
I have no idea.
I just, you know, I'm just a fan of just getting all the handles.
Links to the episode, I guess. Oh, that's true. You know, yeah, just to have the handles.
I just like to have handles for everything.
Well, you know, but follow us on our Instagram because we do actually post there.
And we're going to take some more pictures because we're human beings and people need to see us.
People need to see who we are.
Yeah.
We are,
We get some highlights going, too.
We do. We just uploaded our IGTV video.
Yeah, that's
on our hiatus.
I think, I'll get some highlights going for us just so they can see us, like, at least in the highlights. I know you got a certain way that you want the, the actual feed to look, and that's fine. But I know I want people to actually see our faces, too.
Yes, 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 yes. So, you know, our social media manager is going to get on it.
Social what?
Your social media manager.
Yeah.
Even Exchange Podcast, though. That's us on Instagram. Mo's HeyPrettyLady_. I'm Kimberly Latrice. And that's all we got for you guys. It's nice to have you back. Thanks for listening. And yeah, this is season 5, I hope.
Who is this bitch?